Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. If you missed the first hour where we gave you some important information about the weather and what to do with your plants that maybe have frozen or have landscape damage, you can check out our podcast on iHeartRadio. You can always listen to it there. Dirty Word of the Day is coming up. I think we hear John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the Dirty Word of the Day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is apical meristem. Now, apical meristem is the growth region in all plants found within the root tips and the tips of new shoots and leaves. The meristem is the tissue in which growth occurs in plants. Apical is a description of the growth occurring at the tips of the plant, both top and bottom. Apical meristem is crucial in extending both access to nutrients and water via the roots and access to light energy and photosynthesis via the leaves. There are two apical meristem locations in most plants, and this is responsible for creating cell growth, drives the plant into the light and air where it can photosynthesize and exchange built-up gases. So, sensing the conditions of the soil around the root, signals are created within the apical meristem, which directs the plant towards water and desired nutrients. It's for this reason that roots often invade pipes for water and drainage, which carry many of the nutrients they need. The apical meristem is protected by the root cap and continues to produce cells even if the root cap is scraped away as it pushes through the dirt. The apical meristem must produce enough cells to not only extend into the soil, but also to replace the cells lost to abrasion. In the shoot, apical meristem cells are only created in one direction. They may exist at the tips of the plants, as in many dicots, or may start slightly below the soil and generate leaves which grow upward, like most monocots. However, in both groups, the shoot apical meristem is the growth center of all the above ground growth. So the shoot apical meristem in most plants is capable of producing an entire plant, whereas the root apical meristem cannot. Scientists have used the ability of the shoot apical meristem to clone many species of plant. By simply cutting off the apical meristem and transferring it to an appropriate growth medium, the apical meristem will develop roots and differentiate into a whole new plant. As a benefit, more apical meristems form on the plant and can be harvested for more clones. In this way, a desirable plant can be replicated almost indefinitely. So the dirty word of the day is apical meristem. And so in our palm trees, that comes out of the top growth, the buds at the very top of the trunk, and then also in the roots. We can see those root systems pushing through the soil. So the plant grows in two different directions. We don't usually think about that the plant not only grows up, but it grows down.
Oh, yeah. You don't really, do you?
No, you don't think about that. And so they both need to have the proper nutrition. So the dirty word of the day is apical meristem. So I thought that would be appropriate for this time of the year as we're starting into going from this cold temperatures into the spring season, so you know how to fertilize properly. So if you'd like to give us a call, we're taking all your calls this morning, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. And Alice did just that. She said her rose bushes have roses on them yesterday, and she's going to go out and take pictures for us. So that's wonderful. Roses do wonderful in cold weather, especially Florida's cold winter season. And I will tell you, I was so impressed. We ordered bare roots because roses aren't really, you know, they haven't been in the nurseries lately because it's not time for them in the winter time to sell them when they have lots of blooming flowers on them. So we ordered bare roses, bare root roses that had no leaves on them, very little root system. And we ordered them from heirloomroses.com. And within 2 days, they had red leaves on them. And within about 2 weeks, they were blooming. Just gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Just from bare roots. And so I was really very impressed. And they've done very nicely. And they continue to bloom. They don't mind the cold weather. So, you know, you can have roses all year round here in Florida. And I love all different varieties, especially the Louis Philippe, which is called the Old Cracker Rose.
Oh.
Yeah, and it just does wonderfully. It does wonderfully without any kind of fertilizers or care, or even it doesn't even need prune to keep growing. And it's just a beautiful burgundy, deep burgundy red. But I also like the Drift Roses.
Yes.
And then my favorite fragrant roses, I love Perfume Delight and also Angel Face, which is lavender. It's kind of a purplish lavender, and it has frilly edges. It's just real pretty, and the smell is just gorgeous.
I'm excited because we're a few weeks out from Peterson's Nursery is going to be releasing their roses for sale. So just stay tuned, and if you haven't gone to their webpage, go to them and sign up for their announcement for whenever they get ready to start selling them.
You want to get them, yeah, because they're going to be gone before we know it. So check that out. Roses do very well here in Florida, so that's one of my favorite flowers. And so this Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Spend more time with the people that matter most. Transit connects you to family. Whether it's taking the kids to school, visiting grandma, or planning a weekend outing, Florida's bus and rail systems connect you to your loved ones without the hassle of traffic or parking. It's affordable, convenient, and the easy way to get together. Hop on and let us take you where you need to go. Because when you ride transit, you're connecting to what matters most. Florida's transit system makes it easy to connect with family. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com to find your ride.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida strawberries. First in the nation, hand-picked from the berry belt of Florida, these magnificent morsels are the holiday season's sweetest gift. spectacular smoothies, tempting tiramisus, cupcakes, cheesecakes, or shortcakes. They're all long in flavor when Florida strawberries are in the mix. With sunshine in every bite, they turn any meal into a memorable moment. To see what Florida strawberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'd love your phone call right now, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and you can let us know how you experienced this week's Mother Nature's polar blast from the north, or you can just ask just a regular gardening question that's going on in your yard, an issue that you don't know what to do. You can give us a call. We can let you know that. Let's go to Walter in the Space Coast. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Good morning, young lady. And I'm like I was telling Lizzie, I'm a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, I thank God I'm not in Pensacola.
Yes.
So again, it's just, well, when I went through this, I think 89, it was snow on the ground.
Wow.
In Cocoa. And I was going up for Christmas and then into Georgia. And there were people all stopped at the bridge going across the river into Georgia, just north of Jacksonville. And they stopped because they couldn't get their vehicles to go up the grade of the bridge.
Wow.
Because it was icy, and I had a old Dodge Ram van front wheel drive, and I just motored right. I'm stupid me. I didn't know any better, and the truck didn't either. So it just drove on past everybody. but I'm fortunate that I didn't cover Jose's avocado. And it's just thriving.
It's still doing good. That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
I couldn't have asked for anything better. Hey, look, I put a couple of weeks ago bulbs in the pots so I could bring them in and out, and they should have already started to exhibit some kind of growth, and I just.
Well, it just depends on what it is, Walter. What do you know what they are?
Yeah, it says light on the box.
Light on the box? No, well, I mean, do you know what the plants are?
Yeah, that's what they said. They're
light?
They're light bulbs.
Oh.
Bada boom,
bada boom. Bada boom, bada boom. Okay, Walter.
That's it. Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. I had you for a second.
Right. You did. Thank you so much. I'm glad your avocados are doing great and stay warm, all right, Walter? Thank you so much for the call. He had me. I'm going, light?
Yeah, me too.
L-I-T-E-L.
Yep, that was good.
That was good. I appreciated that, Walter. That was wonderful. And so if you, what you need to be doing right now, basically is just in your vegetable garden. You want to feed your winter vegetables and herbs every 3 to 4 weeks. You can use a quick release or you can use a slow release fertilizer. I prefer quick release with my vegetables, especially because they're seasonal. You want them to grow, but follow the instructions. More is not better, especially right now. If you want to have tomatoes like Dana's on tomatoes, you can go ahead and plant your tomatoes and peppers and eggplant seeds right now. Hopefully you've gotten them already. And you can plant those for transplanting in March. This is a great time to be starting those seeds, and they will be just fine in the weather. You also want to add organic amendments to your vegetable beds or your landscape beds, and this is a good time to do that so that it's ready for when the heat starts back up again, your plants will be ready to grow and they'll have the nutrition to do it. If you're growing strawberries, which I saw down in Tampa, they have got beautiful strawberries right now, and they were looking out for the cold temperatures because they do not want the strawberries, you know, strawberry season starts soon, the festival, and so they want to have them all ready for that. But they were running their irrigation. They were right on top of it. We do not recommend running your irrigation to keep your plants from getting too damaged. That is something that the growers do. They know exactly what to do. They have the technology. They know what the temperatures are, and they know exactly how much water to provide. If you see that on TV and it says that they're running their irrigation to help their plants, their vegetables, and their fruits survive the freeze, that's fine. You don't need to do it. As a resident, homeowner, grower, gardener, it's not recommended that you do that. No, don't waste the water. It's not necessary. But if you are growing strawberry plants right now, you might want to add, and you have strawberries, you want to add bird netting to keep them from getting eaten by the birds, because they can pick those red fruit right out. They see it from a long distance, and they will come for them. This is the pruning time for apples and grapes, peaches, pears, and figs. So you want to make sure that you've got branches that have popped out that you want to maybe shape your fruit tree, this is the time of the year to do that for those deciduous fruit trees. Apples and your grape vines, so if you have an espalier or growing up on a trellis, this is the time to cut your grapes, peaches and pears, and also your figs. This is the time to cut those right now. This is also a great time to be planting fruit trees that you would like to grow. This is a good time. And a fruit tree qualifies for Arbor Day, so you can go ahead and do that. Acidic pH for your blueberries. Do you know what your soil pH is? Again, this is a great time. Start the new year off correctly, getting a soil test. You can get this at your extension office, and you can tell them what you would like to grow, whether it's turf, whether it's ornamental shrubs, palm trees, or vegetables and fruits. Let them know what they have. They have a spot there that you can describe what you'd like to grow. Send in your soil samples, and they will tell you exactly how to fertilize. And that key reason is that you have fertilized so much over the last 10 years, you don't need to add any more fertilizer to your soil, okay? Or your soil may have enough nitrogen and phosphorus in it that you don't need to add those nutrients. Get a soil test. It will help you so much, save money, and also it will prevent the pollution of our waterways. Because if the plants don't need the nutrition, it's just going to leach it right out. And nitrogen to our water supply, to the creeks and the lakes, and also the rivers that we have, this is a main cause of the pollution, is the excessive nitrogen. You may not have to do it. So get a soil test. That's great. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me, 23680. Let's see. My hibiscus did not seem to be frozen, so I think this is Alice on the coast. And she says, when is the best time to prune in February? Yeah, go ahead and wait until mid-February, and then you can cut it back. You can cut anything back by a third and not stress it out too much. So go ahead and, you know, cut them back then in February. That's a good time. So then Lizzie and so good morning, Teresa and Lizzie. Prospero from Palm Bay, Florida. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. I may have missed this information in your broadcast as I'm tuning in late. Can you tell me when we know a cold front is coming? Is it still advisable to water young trees the night before the cold front hits the area? I do not have a sprinkler system. I hand water when needed. So, Prospero, that's a great question. When we have a cold front coming, it usually brings, it's preceded by rainfall. We usually have it a few days ahead of the cold temperatures. And so if you don't get that rainfall and it's still going to get cold, yes, I would hand water it not just the night before, but 2 to 3 days before, okay, so that the plants have time to absorb that water and become hydrated, and it will resist damage better. Okay, so yes, if you do not get any rainfall from a cold front coming through, go ahead and water. I would do it 2 to 3 days before. Great, great, great question. Let's see. What is the number for the extension office in Melbourne? I don't have it right now, but you on your phone, if you want to just look up the internet, Melbourne UF extension, they can give it to you.
So, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, you can just find it on the internet right there.
And whatever area you're near, if you aren't in that
anywhere
area too,
in
just type in the extension.
So. Yeah, just University of Florida extension, just put UF extension and Melbourne, and that number should come right up. Wherever you are in the country, you know, the name of your land-grant university and your location, and it should come right up. That's a really great way to do it. What can you be planting right now? Well, you know, the winter annuals, you're going to see people planting a lot of pansies and a stock, and then also, let's see, calendulas, lobelias, petunias, Shasta daisies, snapdragons. Then also you can do alyssum. Alyssum smells so good. Delphiniums and dianthus, dusty miller and foxglove, geraniums and hollyhocks, verbena and sweet peas and stock, one of my favorite. And so you can do all of those, but you want to make sure that you do it now. Do not wait, because you'll still find them in the stores and the nurseries up through March, but don't buy them in March because the season's over with in March. The temperatures start to get warmer and you're not going to really be able to enjoy it, you know, for a long period of time. So that's when you should be planting your summer flowers or summer annuals. Go ahead now and get those beautiful, beautiful winter annuals that you love. And at Quality Green Specialist Nursery, you'll be able to find beautiful native trees like the redbud, which is going to be producing beautiful pink flowers, heart-shaped leaves. It's going to be gorgeous. Or your fringe tree. It's beautiful native tree, which is gorgeous too as well. So those are wonderful plants to get. You know, your plants, they're going to be just fine. We're going to have a beautiful week this week, a good gardening week. Whether we're going to get rain or not, like Dana says, we got to wait for the groundhog. Punxsutawney Phil. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, A baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'll pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Plenty of time to give me a phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and let me know, like Linda in Zone 8B. She says, any chance of the cold killing invasion of sansevieres back for good? No. You're going to have some sansevieres. So the key thing you want to remember is you want to mow them before they go to seed and get and develop those sansevieres, you want to bag your clippings, okay? So you don't put them back into the ground. Sansevieres are a summer annual, so the seeds will start growing in March and April. So you just want to be proactive. You can put down a pre-emergent in the next couple of weeks and try to see if that will reduce the amount that germinate. But just making sure that you go ahead and bag your clippings for your lawn. Okay, Linda? I know it's a pain in the butt. I do appreciate you. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us 23680. So we got a text message. And Lizzie, it's not a perfect text message because it doesn't have the name or the location.
Yes.
But it's a good question. So I want to use that. And so it says, what are your thoughts on using live oak leaves as mulch? She's got lots, or he's got lots. Yes, makes a wonderful, wonderful mulch. Rake it up underneath your landscape beds, and you can go ahead and pile them up underneath there. Only 3 to 4 inches, though, and then let them break down, and you can go ahead and pile them up again. So a lot of people don't realize that Florida has two autumn seasons with the leaves falling from oak trees. So oak tree leaves fall in January, and in September, October, they start again. So if you have a lot of oak leaves, this is the time to go ahead and you can put them in your compost pile, rake them in there, or you can just go ahead and put them underneath your shrubs. That'll work out really well. So there is still time for you to come with us, with me, on our Newport Flower Show, going to Rhode Island in, I think it's in June. It's in June. And we're going to have a wonderful time visiting Rhode Island and New England in the springtime. It's just wonderful. Beginning of summer is great. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the turn of the 20th century, where the Gilded Age mansions were built for all of the American royalty. So if you remember on Downton Abbey, Cora's mom, she was from Newport. And it is just one of the most elegant places, beautiful coastlines, beautiful scenery, lovely gardens. We get to visit all the mansions. They've got such majestic, formal gardens. And then also to the historic places we're going to stay at. We're going to go to the Newport Flower Show, which is always wonderful. And we're going to visit Marble House and the Green Animals Topiary Garden, which has over 100 different topiaries, all in the shape of animals.
Oh, I love
yes.
that.
And then one of my favorite garden estates to visit is Blythewald Manor. And we're going to go there and see all different kinds of garden landscapes. But they also have full-size grown redwood trees.
Oh, what?
Yes, in Rhode Island, redwood trees. And so it's going to be beautiful. We're going to take a boat trip. We're going to go to wonderful places to dine. And we're just going to geek out at gardens. So we do have, it's filling up rapidly. Every day we get more people joining up and signing in for it. But you can go on to artinbloomgardentours.com and you'll see all of our gardens that we're visiting. And we've got the first two are all filled up. We're going to go to Savannah and Charleston in March. In April. And then we are going to the Chelsea Flower Show in London.
Yes.
And visit beautiful English gardens there. We have trips coming up to the Garden Walk Buffalo and Niagara Falls, and then also to Scotland, the Gardens of Scotland, where we will visit beautiful castle gardens and also the Highlands. We're going to go on a boat trip to Loch Ness to see if we can find Nessie. And then also, too, we are going to take a train trip on the viaduct.
Ooh.
That was featured in Harry Potter.
Oh.
Okay, so you know that big long bridge that they're on where the flying car comes down and
yes.
and the train is going to run them over? Well, we're going to take a train trip on that tour. So
nice. Now, where do they go to get the cost of this and to sign up for
it? They can go to artinbloomgardentours.com. And some of the trips are not, we don't have it finalized. And so we're going to be having that up, but they can let us know they want to go. So we will let them know when the registration starts for those trips.
Good deal.
Yep. So I'm very excited. I love to geek out at gardens. And it gives me so many ideas. And that Crocosmia I was just talking about, I first learned that it could grow in Florida back when I visited my cousins in Scotland and they had them in their yard. And I just went, oh my goodness, what is this? This is gorgeous. And when I found out they grow in zones 8, 9, and 10.
Oh,
I did not know that. And so we love to grow them here. And
Teresa was like, I will take 17 dozen of those. Thank you.
Exactly. You know, it's just, I do have space for more plants. I do have space. I do have space. And so.
Where's Tony?
And so, you know, so I'm just wonderful. So it's going to be a great week for going out and enjoying your gardens. You know, do you have a place to sit where you can see the flowers growing or experience the change of seasons? You know, that's part of garden design, is to add places where you can, you know, sit and enjoy and relax, and it becomes a sanctuary where you can meditate.
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the things that I do enjoy, and I have been enjoying here lately, was the just being able to go out and see the things. Like I said, you know, we have an abundance of birds in between in our trees, but it's just going out there, and I'm very amazed at the fact that my bell peppers are still just like, yeah, freeze what freeze. Everything's going good here. And
isn't
they're still
that amazing?
Growing.
And they're
like,
still
what?
Growing.
Yes.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, that, you know, we're going to be harvesting tomatoes within the next few months. And so this is just a wonderful time. And I kind of enjoy the cold weather. I like the, because it's going to get warmer. And so it's not going to last for months and months and months. So I have that. We have that knowledge. But this week, it was really overcast and rainy and cold. I haven't seen it be like this. It was kind of like Scotland.
It was. I thought I'd made a trip and fell in Seattle somewhere.
Yes, yes. And so it's nice because we know it's not going to be here long. It's not going to damage. But I will tell you, they have pools in the North Panhandle, Tallahassee, and further north, Pensacola, that literally froze and the pool split.
Oh, not good.
Not good. Ooh. You know, oh my goodness, who thought of that? They had 300,000 people without power. So, you know, I'm kind of glad we live in like Central Florida so we can see up there and get excited. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens and your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. This is Teresa Watkins, and we will be back with Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for fun? Florida's transit connects to adventure. Whether it's a night out in the city, a concert, or a trip to the beach, Florida's transit network takes you straight to the action. Skip the hassle of parking and let transit be your ticket to fun. It's fast, affordable, and always on track. Next time you're heading out for a fun day or night, let transit get you there. With bus and rail options across the state, your next adventure is just a ride away. For easy access to fun all over Florida, visit transitconnectsflorida.com for schedules and routes.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
We just have the last quarter of the show, so if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. No question is bad or stupid. We want you to help. We want to help you be able to garden correctly here in Florida. And your question probably is on thousands of other people's minds. And so, you can call in or you can text. You can go to our website, which is betterlawns.com. Or find us on iHeartRadio. Just do Google betterlawns.com, and you will find it there. Now, in the first hour, we talked about how to protect your landscaping and what to do in it now if it is frozen back. If you think you see a lot of damage. So I just want to really briefly touch on it. You can go back and listen to the podcast. But you want to wait. Be patient. And I know this is going to be hard. And it's going to be hard for those of you who have landscape maintenance companies, because they're going to want to come in and cut all the damage. They're going to want to cut the trees. You want to wait a few months to see what the real damage is. Your plants may recover without having severe pruning. And so just be patient. Right around March, you can look at it. We'll have new growth started. And you can see exactly where the damage was done. You do not want to cut now, especially since we still have the chance, the odds, we might have another freeze. And so, you just want to wait until the end of March just to do any really large amount of pruning. Now, and also to the true extent of how damaged your fruit is going to be, we may see some damage, especially in North Florida, Jacksonville area, if you have citrus trees, that you're going to see damage. But trees like your olive trees, your plum trees, your apple trees, your peach trees, they're going to be just fine. Okay, they're going to be able to weather this. And the fruit trees that are deciduous, they're going to be just fine too as well. If you have someone that's new to Florida who loves to garden, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. We'd love for you to share that information. And you can tell them to call in with their gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or they can text us 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon, all of those big ones that you want to see. But iHeartRadio has the app. It's free, and you will get you notified when the shows download. Right, Lizzie?
Yes. Go to betterlawns.com. You can find all that information there.
And you can do that. You can also please go to our Facebook page and like us. You can follow us there. And I usually follow up with all of the shows on there, too, as well. So you can catch them on that. And you can also subscribe to the newsletter in your backyard. You can do that by going to my website, www.she-consulting.com. And so you can see all of that there, and that will help you know what to do in your yard each month. And also, too, you can, I find out about landscaping malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. Lizzie has a wonderful column where she tells everybody what's going on in her garden. And then also, too, how her turkeys are doing.
It's been a crazy adventure. So if you're interested in ever raising turkeys.
Listen to Lizzie.
It's not a bad thing. I'm really enjoying this. It's just that
almost, she says that with a grimace in her on her face.
It's, you know, almost 2 hours a day, but I do overly take care of them. So where a lot of people with
they
turkeys
bond with you, don't they? I mean, yes. they think you're their mama,
right? And they, you know, they don't get along, even though they were raised together. So they don't always get along.
Well, that's
and
the siblings. That's siblings.
Yeah. So, you know, we're looking at like 2 hours a day of care that I give them. I mean, normal people probably only spend 15 minutes, but I give them 2 hours. So, yeah. Just
oh, my goodness.
Get on the newsletter. You'll see a lot more.
That's wonderful. So vegetables you can be planting right now. It's still time to be planting cool season vegetables that you can grow. You'll have plenty of time to get those in. If you do it soon, like this week, asparagus and beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts and cabbages, carrots and cauliflower, celery and collards, endive and horseradish, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, and onion sets. You can still be planting onion sets, peas. We had a delicious dinner last night.
Ooh.
Scallops, baked scallops.
Yum.
With rice and peas.
My favorite. Why did
it was delicious.
Getting leftovers?
Yeah, yes, we do. Because we cook. When Tony and I cook, we cook so that we can freeze dinner. Oh, yeah. So we have it later on.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3 nights a week, we have something that we've frozen and made that was fabulous, and it just tastes even better.
God. It's like the Tony and Teresa lean cuisine.
That's it. I wouldn't know about lean, but it's a mean cuisine. It's delicious. So radicchio, and then also radishes and roquette and rutabagas. Rutabagas are the best. My Scottish mother, she made the most wonderful stew and always had rutabagas in it, so we love it. Spinach and Swiss chard and turnips. And so planting your neeps and tatties, that's what you should do right now. Also, too, remember so that if your zoysia grass is brown, if your St. Augustine grass is brown, by watering it, you're creating a fungus issue that could happen. It's not good for your plants. So don't waste the water. And just let Mother Nature rain come over the next, 3 to 4 weeks. Just turn your irrigation system off. The more you water, the more issues you're going to have, especially if your plants are dormant or not growing. Excuse me, I still have my cold and still getting over that. I want to give a big thank you to Dana Venrick for his knowledge. QualityGreenSpecialist.com, QualityGreenSpecialist.com, and go and see what he has. If you would love to grow fruit trees, he has the nicest. And very easy. You can get them into your car, and they grow very quickly. So
yeah, and he would be the one that you would also want to have a conversation with if you're interested, and if you could take a picture of the area that you're interested in putting your citrus tree in, just take a nice picture, a big area, so you can see, and he can actually look and maybe suggest where or how far from the property line
sure,
is this,
so sure.
that way it gets his best
And he
light.
Can also test the soil for you, too, so that's just a real big
yes.
advantage. So he can do that, too, as well. And then Peterson's Nursery, you want to stay tuned in Lakeland. They have some beautiful winter annuals there that they can be growing, that you can get for your yard, lovely shrubs. But stay tuned for the roses.
Yes, he keeps teasing me. He says the roses that are growing right now all have new red growth. Mm.
Yes, they're going to be beautiful, beautiful there too as well. So 1-888, I've got time for a couple more phone calls if you want. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680, and just give us a call. If not, you're going to hear us every week here, every Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. How is Simon this week?
Doing really well. Definitely Good Morning Orlando is, rocking it big time and keeping you up to date on the latest stuff with the politics along with what's happening at the White House. So
I had fun listening to you. I listen to you when I'm driving to a client's house or where I'm going to speak. Always listen to
I know
you.
She texts, she's like, I'm listening. I'm like, okay. I was like, appreciate that. Thank you. So definitely. And also, if you want to catch up on anything that we've talked about here on Better Lawns and Gardens, you can go to betterlawns.com. And I update the podcast the second the show ends, along with I attach Teresa's, all the stuff that has to do with Teresa, whether it's her newsletter or it's what to grow in your backyard and the upcoming trips that you have.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much. So we have a text message for how do you know what size plant to plant in your yard? And I will tell you that you find out what the mature size of the plant is without cutting it. And if it's going to get to be 5 feet wide, you want to be planting it on 3 foot on center. So you can plant it, you know, if you have a 20-foot front yard, and if you want to put then 7 to 8 of those shrubs there, that's a really good size. So find out what it is. You can do it by half of the size. So 5 feet wide, you can plant it 2.5 feet to 3 feet on center, and that will be plenty. Do not plant them anymore, any closer. Let them grow. This is Florida, and they grow fast. So thank you again very much to our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solution Studios. Yes, down in South Florida, you're still going to get mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are going to be here before we know it. You want to look up and get your mosquito dunks and mosquito bits and your year-round oil spray for your yard. It's a wonderful company, good product that is quality. You're not going to hurt the environment with it, and you will be able to take care of those mosquitoes, especially if you have a lot of bromeliads. If you love bromeliads, you can put a little bit of the mosquito dunks in there, and your plants will not be a site for mosquitoes. So I really do appreciate that. And so Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent too. You can spray that all over your clothing and be mosquito free. Thank you very much, Lizzie. You're always wonderful. You take such good care of us. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4767. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.